237.
Michael Rodden, and he was bored, so he drove to downtown Phoenix, began walking around, snapping photos of the federal courthouse in the state capitol with his iPhone. The 33-year-old man ended up jailed, unemployed, and homeless, his iPhone, iPad, and Macintosh laptop all confiscated as evidence. All of this because they found it odd he was taking photos at 3 a.m.
It is a little odd.
They told me that they're going to keep my computer because they want to see my search history, he said in a telephone interview with Photography Is Not a Crime. They wanted to know if I belonged to any extremist groups like the National Socialist Movement or Sovereign Citizens. They want to talk about a completely different span of groups. I mean, the Sovereign Citizens, I don't know how many of those guys would consider themselves socialists.
Well, it's, I mean, the nature of extremism is there's extremes at both ends, right?
This is true.
Well, and also, if they can slap a label on the guy, one of the...
Indeed. He let my son Jack actually play with some of the controls on the tricopter. I can hardly imagine that you would give the controls of something like that to a five-year-old, but...
Yes.
Sure enough, he says that it's very stable, and he could help him with it and that kind of thing. So I was impressed. Jack did not destroy the poor guy's helicopter with the camera on it.
Yeah, and he doesn't actually say on the photo which one of his aerial devices took the photo. I just assumed the tricopter because I saw that flying around.
It is
the
neatest of the of his devices too.
Yes,
I mean you only see it. See, it was a little drone wings and stuff. Is that the same one that had the T-shirt on it that was flying around at the event,
yes.
too? Yeah, he had hung
the tricopter that had the T-shirt. It was flying around, and he had that flying over during the group photos.
Indeed, it was neat to see that kind of entertainment.
Okay,
masses.
We're on. That was an automation error on my part, so not the ISDN line, not GCN's fault.
Oh, everybody's certain.
Something
that they
went wrong with the logs. It, for whatever reason, didn't play the first element in the log, which was supposed to switch us back to our studio from remote mode, which is what we were in for the last week. So apologize about that, listeners and radio stations. We are here with you now. And it's Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio here tonight, it is Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And, of course, you can go to freetalklive.com and get interactive with us there. Post content right there on the front page of the site. Vote it up, vote it down if you like it or dislike. And enjoy. It's all free at freetalklive.com. We are back in our Keene studios, and thankfully, they weren't completely trashed this morning when I woke up to find a drunk man in the a very young drunk man, someone who...
How young?
Probably 19.
Okay.
Let me start at the beginning. So, I woke up at 4:30 this morning because I went to sleep last night at around 7 p.m., 7:30. I had stayed up all Saturday night and was pretty zonked, so I went to bed early. Got up at 4:30, kind of naturally. I had to go to the bathroom, and when I was doing that, I heard music coming from downstairs. I thought,
did I leave something on? Did somebody leave something
weird.
On?
Weird. I thought maybe my roommate came home and was doing something in the kitchen because there's we got the Sea Crane Wi-Fi internet radio in there, and so I thought maybe she's home and whatever. And I didn't bother to go and investigate that. I just went back to sleep. So I get up again at 7 o'clock, and this time, from my bedroom, I can hear the Baofeng two-way radios that we have in the Liberty Movement. We've got a bunch of these things. They're very handy for instant communications between
activists.
Those
things are great at Porkfest.
Yeah, I sold a bunch of them, too. I think I sold, 15 of those radios. And so I hear this from
I think
from
distributed
upstairs.
Is the right term, since you don't make any profit.
No, I make a little bit, but it's not much.
$1.50?
No, I mark them up $5 to $10. I mark them up $10 at Porkfest because of the gas to get there. But I mark them up $5 because I take the time to flash them with preset channels that they don't normally come with.
Okay.
Anyway, I've turned the radio on right now so you can hear what it sort of sounds like.
Two, one.
Okay, so I hear this constantly coming from downstairs, just counting like that. And I recognize the voice, and so I know that it's the Baofeng radio, and I'm thinking, is one of my radios on the fritz? did I leave it turned on and it's just lost its digital mind? Sometimes that happens with electronics. They go a little batty. And I'm thinking this as I'm going to the bathroom again and preparing to come downstairs, begin my day. I had an interview scheduled for 7:30, so I was up nice and early for that. Well, out from the studio walks someone I've never seen before. I mean, maybe he looked a little familiar. Maybe I've seen him on the
streets. This is your home, right?
Yeah,
and the studio is part of your house.
Right. I've seen him on the streets of Keene or something like that. And I kind of look down there, and he looks up at me, and I just basically said to him something to the effect of, hey, what's happening? Can I help you with something? Or, I don't know. I just kind of asked him some generic questions about what he was doing in my home, and apologized to him for being in my underwear, came downstairs, and that's when I found the mess that he had made in the studio, the LRN.FM studios, for what appeared to be several hours.
So what sort of, mind-altering substance state was this individual in?
He was pretty wasted. He claimed that he had taken some MDMA earlier in the weekend or yesterday or something like that, but he was clearly drunk. He had a bottle of champagne that he had brought to the studio.
They had a little celebration going on.
And had polished off in the time in which he was in the studio. So I'll continue the...
Once you start, you don't really stop,
The drunken... I stop. Two or too much is my rule.
I don't mean... Yeah, once you've really started.
I see what you're saying. So, Once you're drunk enough to walk into someone's house, then yeah, you're
going to keep going until somebody stops you.
So we'll come back in with more of the story here, because there is more to it. 855-450-FREE, and this is Free Talk Live.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at SealedWithClubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous account, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at SealedWithClubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at SealedWithClubs.eu. No seals or harms in the making of this advertisement.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 5th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,402.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,438.91, $719.46 for a half ounce, or $359.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,438.91, $719.46, and $359.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like. Just dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of these airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. Skype is also now available. Again, we didn't have it all last week due to the fact that we were in the middle of the woods and the internet was majorly awful. Major suckage at Rogers Campground.
It was better than last year.
But it was better.
And from what I understand, if you were in the right campsite area, you had some killer access, because Michael Hampton, the creator of the Porcupine 411 network, which is, by the way, one of the ways we used to communicate up here. It's a cool little net where you can call a phone number, leave a message, and that message is almost instantly distributed to hundreds of email addresses. So this guy is like a tech whiz, and he's one of the guys that helps behind the scenes at freetalklive.com. Does a great job and has been for a long time. He set up a Wi-Fi access point, and I believe he was using a Verizon 4G connection for this.
I don't know what he was using, but it was amazing, and it was about a third the price of what Rogers Campground offers.
Correct. Rogers Campground internet really blows when there's 1,000 people at the yes. at the campsite. But Michael Hampton was able to make it affordable and fast, and next year, from what I understand,
with very good coverage as well.
It didn't make it to the media room, so we weren't able to utilize it, but it did cover a good portion of the campsite, from what I understand.
I was sleeping in my car down in the overflow parking area, and it had enough signal to where I could at least connect.
That's cool.
Inside of my car.
So next year he is planning to expand his coverage. He, at the very last day of camping at Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Michael was scouting locations for little repeaters to be put up. So he's hoping to cover the whole campground next year.
I just thought of an excellent marketing idea or business idea for Michael. So, Mike, if you're listening, maybe work with a couple of the vendors or campers in various locations. Mm-hmm. You know, offer some sort of thing. I'll give you free internet if you let me put up a repeater.
So next year, look for the internet coverage to get even better at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which I think is very exciting that the market is finally kind of jumping into that. Anyway, go to freetalklive.com, enjoy all the features on the website, and also don't forget you can enjoy features like the bulletin board system that allow you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Also, if you want to experience perhaps what the Free State Project might be like, you know, you went to Porcupine Freedom Festival, you liked it. It gives you some taste of what it might be like to be around folks that believe in the ideas of liberty on a more long-term basis. If you like that idea, go sign up for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. The idea is to get 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to New Hampshire, and that way we can exert some kind of social pressure on changing the way government works here in New Hampshire. And frankly, it's already the freest state in the Union. Go check it out, the Mercatus Center. They have the information. It's freestateproject.org to get signed up.
All right, so we were talking about the drunk guy that came into the studio this morning. Not sure what time. I could figure that out, though. We have security cameras, so I could go and review that. I hadn't even had time to, you know, catch up with that. I've been in court pretty much all day.
Nothing to do with that.
Right. We can talk about the court thing here in a little bit, too. But so drunk dude comes in at some point during the overnight. He proceeds to make himself comfy with his bottle of champagne. And then trashed the place. Now, he could have trashed
it. And a box of wine.
And he found my box of wine in my kitchen, brought the box of wine into the studio.
Nothing says class like box wine.
I am a classy guy. So I don't know if he was drinking straight from the spigot on the boxed wine, but I didn't see a glass around, so I'm not sure.
By the sounds of the condition of this guy, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Maybe he put it in the champagne bottle.
That's possible.
Not with any success.
This guy was pretty wasted.
The studio smells a bit like wine. I think he might have spilled some.
This guy was pretty wasted. So what are you pointing at me for?
You're the one that spilled the wine.
I did spill the wine. That's true. But it wasn't my fault.
Because you didn't put it in here? Is it?
No. What happened was I come down after I, you know, was talking to the guy a little bit from upstairs. He didn't seem to be like crazy angry or anything like that. So I came down.
Good news.
Continued talking with him. And yes, he was pretty mellow for a drunk kid. And I started kind of just cleaning up the mess because, you know, the drunk guy's not going to clean up the mess effectively. So I'm cleaning up the mess as I'm talking to him, just kind of asking him questions about who he is and where he's from and all that. I ended up getting his full name and phone number. He's got a Facebook account as well.
Is he a local?
Yep, he's a local. He's a Keene native. And so
drew him to this place?
Well, he knew where he was. He knew he was at the Free Stater's house. And I don't know, maybe he just wanted to
get drunk at the Free Stater's house, or rather chill out at the Free Stater's house or something like that. So he knew exactly where he was. He didn't know, I don't know if he knew about the studio or whatever, but he definitely knew what the house was. And so I'm cleaning up and, you know, I'm kind of just asking him questions about who he is and what he does. And, you know, he works for a local manufacturer. And you know, so he's employed. He just went to some sort of party over the weekend. And
it didn't stop.
And, yeah, he didn't stop. And he finished his party here in the LRN.FM studios. So I'll give you a rundown of some of the things that were wrong in here. He had taken off his shirt and thrown it in the corner. He pulled a shelf out of the wall. Presumably by hanging on it, but I really don't know how else. I don't know how else you would have pulled the shelf out in the way that he did. Like the top two screws from the brackets, the L brackets,
put too much pressure.
The top two screws were pulled out, basically from the wall.
Yeah.
And so the shelf was still kind of semi-hanging. He had knocked the studio cam over. There was wine spilled on the studio table. Which actually had not spilled off of the table. It was just kind of like pooling at the edge of the table. And so I was relieved about that. And then I noticed the box of wine sitting next to the studio computer. I then picked up the box of wine and it started pouring out at that point. So it must have been sitting in a way that was open. The little spigot was open. Mm. But it must have just been sitting in a way that the bag just wasn't leaking or something like that at that
point.
That's
good news. Yeah,
so it started pouring all over the carpet at that point. And so I had to clean that up. There were, let's see, some clothes. There's like a winter closet right outside of the studio in the hallway that he'd gone through some things in the winter closet. He grabbed the Savannah Last Biscuit hoodie that had been sitting in there for years and presumably tried that on at some point, or just grabbed it and put it down. He had tried on my Got Liberty hat that I got from the Liberty Forum, the little beanie cap that they gave everybody, which was one of the coolest freebies at the Liberty Forum events over the years. So he had that beanie cap. He found my V-mask hanging on the wall. I've got hooks.
Just playing dress up.
Yep, I've got hooks next to
the door. He was dressing up like Ian.
So during the time I was talking to him, he actually had the V-mask and was taking it off. So at various times, at various times I was chatting with him, he was chatting with the V-mask on. And
well, man, now you get an idea of what it's like.
It's a good thing you're a pacifist. Otherwise, there would be blood in here from
I'm almost a pacifist, right? So, like, I'm more likely to defend someone else than I am to defend myself. So I don't think I'm quite a pacifist, and I can't guarantee you I won't defend myself because I do still have a firearm.
Yeah, this is my concern about my largest concern about this situation has nothing to do with what occurred last night. It has to do with him telling his friends about his experience here and them coming somebody coming and trying the door so that they have more nefarious plans than this alcohol-addled moron that came in here and messed things up last night. Hmm. That's what my concern is.
Well, I understand your concern, Mark. 855-450-FREE. What are you going to do about it? 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I talked to the person who left it unlocked.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Google Plus. What would you do? You can answer on the phone, of course, at 855-453. What would you do if you woke up and found a drunken teenager in your home in the morning? And I guess I should have added that he trashed the place, but presumably you're listening, so you can answer that question.
I think trash might be putting it, just exaggerating a bit. I mean,
you think so? He broke some stuff. He strewn things about.
He did, but I mean,
spilled wine.
It's not like he did that everywhere. Like, trash the place sounds like somebody paid to do it, came in here and did it in a methodical fashion.
Randomly knocking stuff over.
He kind of, he bumped around and stuff and made a mess of things.
Made a bit of a mess of things. Computers wasn't thrown on the floor.
Right. He made a bit of a mess of things.
I think that's a good way to put it. Because it could have been a hell of a lot worse than it was.
Yeah. We'll
continue the story here in a moment. 855-450-FREE if you'd like to chime in, give your thoughts. You can also, of course, bring up anything you'd like.
The biggest Liberty event of the year is Freedom Fest. It includes luminaries like John Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laufer, and many, many more. If you haven't heard, the venue has been changed. Freedom Fest will now be held July 10th through the 13th. Those are the same dates. At a new venue, Planet Hollywood, on the Strip in Las Vegas. It's across the street, basically, from the old venue. There's nothing like Freedom Fest, nothing like Vegas. Get your tickets now and hotel rooms, booking fast. I'll be there representing Free Talk Live. You don't want to miss this. Love to see you there. It's freedomfest.com. Get registered now, freedomfest.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to your calls, your thoughts. Just a recap, if you're just now tuning in. I woke up this morning to discover a drunken teenager in my studio, and he had made a bit of a mess of the place. I like that phrase, Mark. And I had a little chat with him for several minutes as I attempted to clean up the mess. Ended up taking him outside, and I'll continue the story here in moments. And by the way, the webcam is back online as of now. Apologies for that. Kind of getting things back rolling here as we return from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So 855-450-FREE. We go to the phones and to Michael listening in Casper. You can also, of course, call us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Daryl, and Mark.
Hey, this is Michael. Hey. How you guys doing?
Hey, it's Michael from Freedom Fiends. What's on your mind?
You're breaking, man. You are a kinder soul than me. That's all I can say.
What would you have done, Michael?
I would have a firearm in my hand. I'm not saying I would have shot the best. You know, I would not stand. And I'm not saying you're a bad guy. I just want to talk about the dichotomy of how people deal with things differently. I would certainly not be saying, hey, what's up? I'm sorry I'm in my underwear. I would take a much more confrontational and needing to diffuse and assess and protect than that.
That's partly because your nearest neighbor is like 12 miles away.
That's what I like to project when I say my windowless bunker. My nearest neighbor is actually like 4 or 5 yards away.
Well, wait, what would that have to do with anything, Daryl, how far away the neighbors are?
Well, if you're not used to seeing people anywhere near your house, you're going to assume that everybody near your house is out to get you.
If you have doors within a few yards of you, it's more likely that some random drunk person could come along, try your door by accident, and end up in your house.
Go to the wrong house.
Than if you're, the nearest door is a mile away.
Certainly true.
Yeah, it's probably got more to do with the fact that your house is kind of a crash pad community center. And my house, it's just my wife and I, and the doors are locked 100% of the time, including when we're here.
Well, my house is not a crash pad, but...
But you have a duplex, and the next, the adjoining unit is, not unlike that. It's not.
It's definitely not a crash pad. It's the Keene Activist Center.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I was speaking like old people would speak of you unkempt youngsters in your crash pads.
That is an activist center. It is public information that it is an activist center.
And further, you suggested that you would have a gun in your hand, and Ian did, as he told the story, basically he didn't have the opportunity. He was coming back from the bathroom and noticed that there was somebody downstairs. I don't generally go to the bathroom armed, or at least not terribly armed.
I do.
All right. Ian has one gun in the house. That AK-47 is unlikely that he would be toting that thing around to the bathroom.
Yeah, one gun. It's not like you have to have guns in every cubby hole in the house. You know, you wear a holster in the house, or you wear a shoulder holster in the house.
Holstered underwear.
I've had someone break into my house while I was home before. It was like 20 years ago, but it scared the hell out of me and kind of. It didn't end in any violence, but it was scarier than the almost pleasant sounding encounter you had with this fellow. Also, I believe
I kind of tried to take a read on the kid from upstairs, which is why I kind of answered the way I did and asked a few questions while I was still upstairs, just kind of looking down and talking to him. And he didn't
seem to be
threatening.
It's hard when people are drunk, though. When people are drunk, they can be smiling 1 minute and stabbing you the next minute.
Absolutely
and,
true.
Yeah,
that's absolutely true.
I'm not
true.
Saying you underreacted, and I'm not saying I would overreact. I'm saying there's different ways people deal with stuff. I was actually talking on our show this week about your attitude about almost pacifism and how I find it very interesting. And that's not a value judgment. It's kind of cool, I said, because I've never heard anybody who has quite your attitude. Everyone I know either hates guns and says, you call the police if someone breaks in, or else they are armed and they say, I'd shoot the bastard. And I actually said on our show yesterday or the day before, I wonder what Ian would do if someone broke into his house. And I guess I'm good.
You jerk.
Literally, man, I can send you the clip.
You
chained us
to the universe.
Maybe he acted on it. The other thing is, I think that's more likely. I believe Ian is an honest person and doesn't make anything up, but they say video or it didn't happen. I would just like to see the video of it.
I'll pull the video. At the very least, I can get you video of this kid coming here and leaving. I know I have that video because of the security cameras at the house, so That could be, YouTube, it could be amusing to watch him walk up the porch and see.
Heck, if the webcam happened to have been left on for some reason, is there a way you could retrieve that?
It was not left on, unfortunately.
Well, I'm wondering, too, if anybody happened to have been watching it on webcam, you know, they could...
It wasn't on, unfortunately, and it would have been probably would have been too dark for the cam to...
You know, I'm up in the middle of the night. I would have called you and woken you up if it was on, but yeah, you wasn't watching it. Sometimes I spy on your
Ian, cat, there's a dude in your studio. Every time Michael calls, by the way, he'll call me, and I've got Google Voice, which you can turn on a screening option where Google Voice will ask you, what's state your name? And then you go beep, and then you get like 5 seconds to state your name. And whenever Michael calls, it's, Ian, you've got dead air! Because the first time he called me, I had dead air, and he was warning me about that. So now I'm kind of desensitized to it. So, Michael, anything else you want to share?
No, man, that's it. I just want to see video and, interesting reaction. It different than mine. Interesting. That's all.
All right, dude. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Yeah, this is kind of, to some extent, an argument against firearms.
Explain.
Well, you know, one of the things I always sort of think about when it comes to handguns is that they're more about how they make you feel than having one at the time you need it. Because this could have potentially been one of those times that you needed it, and the last time you could have needed one was, you know, a half a decade or more ago, right? Like, the times, as often as you'll need a firearm is generally in the average person's life living in the United States, something like between half a decade and a decade. Like, those are the spans of time that go in between.
Okay.
And to be ready, that one particular time in that time frame is generally very difficult. And you weren't ready. Right? You didn't go to the bathroom at 7 o'clock in the morning when you had gotten up from sleeping with a holstered firearm underneath your arm or mm-hmm. wherever it was that you were going to do. And so you weren't ready in this instance. This guy had the drop on you, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is, you know, what's the percentage of time that you actually do have the drop and you're ready? Not to say that you shouldn't be able to have them, just. It's hard to be ready.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, Michael Dean's right. I mean, if you want to make sure you have a gun when you need it, sometimes you need it and it's in another room and it's too late. So keeping it with you isn't a terrible idea. 855-450-FREE, what do you think? It's Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I am neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pillup, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillup.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control here toll free at 855-453. Hey, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian in studio.
Daryl.
And Mark.
All right, so you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there. You can contribute to the show by shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. You go there, there are links to Amazon and Newegg and some other places online. Whenever you do business through those links, Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. And with Amazon, it's a pretty good deal for us. So please go to shop.freetalklive.com. Click on the right Amazon for you. There's Amazon UK, Canada, and US. And then you just buy the stuff you would normally buy at Amazon. Free Talk Live gets a cut. So go to Amazon, or excuse me, go to shop.freetalklive.com.
And check out the School Sucks Project. One of our, you know, longtime sponsors, Jason Osborne, participates on the School Sucks Project's podcast. And it's not just a podcast, it's a call-in show and a YouTube web channel and web community. And they put out a lot of content. And their content isn't saying that education stinks. It's that school, government school specifically, sucks. Their intention is to discuss learning alternatives and self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. Go check them out at schoolsucksproject.com.
All right. So again, 855-450-FREE. What would you do if you woke up in the morning, you're heading to the bathroom, and you're coming out of the bathroom, and then you see a drunk teenager stumbling out of one of your downstairs rooms? What do you do? How do you handle that situation? Well, the way I handled it, I've received some critique for on my Facebook profile. Some are saying that I should have held the kid at gunpoint, or I guess possibly used force to force him out the door. So there's, of course, the violent suggestions, the ones where you jump to as much violence as
possible.
Here's
what I don't like about what you did. I see the situation you were in, and it was forced upon you. It wasn't something that you did yourself, so I don't have anything critique for you. Except that when you got his information and his email, you didn't tell him, look, man, I'm calling you, and you've got to make good for this. Like, you have caused me harm. There's wine on my floor. My studio's a mess. There's things wrong, and I'm probably going to find some more. That's because your inebriated butt has been in my studio for hours, and you've broken things. You've got to make good, son.
Why wouldn't I want to talk to him instead when he's sober?
That's what I mean. You tell him that when he's
sober.
Right, but
if you tell him that when he's drunk, he's not going to remember when he sobers up.
That's what you just said, was I should have told him then.
I think I don't disagree with it, you telling him after he sobers up, but I think you should have told him then. Like,
he wasn't sober.
Get him when he's drunk. I don't care if he's sober or not.
Well, I'm
make
telling
him feel
you that
remorse.
It matters whether or not he's sober.
You tell him
I can't make
Ian,
him feel anything.
Listen to me. Erase everything from your mind. You tell him when he's drunk, then you call him and tell him when he's sober. You tell him both times. You reinforce the situation.
I just wanted to get him out of the house without any issues.
I hear you. And
I did.
I think that since you have his contact information, maybe in another day or two, get in touch with him and say, hey, I met you when you were in my house at 7 o'clock in the morning and you were really intoxicated.
I hope
Here's
you're feeling
what
better.
You did. I would like compensation to be made whole.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. I mean, it's similar to what I'm saying. I don't really care when you tell him, but I probably would have told him then too, or at least I'm suggesting that that's a good idea to have told him then. And it's difficult to know what to do. I don't know how long you had with him. Tens of minutes?
20 minutes.
Okay. And, you know, maybe you should have come up with it. Maybe you didn't. You were talking and that kind of thing. And I understand wanting to get the kind of drunk guy out of the house. Drunk people are a little scary. But he needs to make good, really, is what my biggest concern is.
I tend to agree with you. Did I say that he didn't?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
I said I had a little critique for you. Why are you getting so defensive?
I don't know.
Here's my biggest critique for you. You're a butthole, and you can't take critique. So this is what I'm suggesting
you
do.
About?
Just now, anybody listening knows what I'm talking about.
No, I told you I agree with you.
Okay, good.
I just disagreed with you about when to tell him that.
Fine.
So sorry if I disagreed with you about a point. Anyway, if you've got an opinion, we'd love to hear it at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So on the Facebook page, people have responded to my inquiry about what would you have done upon finding a drunken teen in your home upon waking. Matthew says, make him a plate of eggs and toast and send him on his way. Mark Christian says, probably blame myself first for not locking the doors, and I guess it would depend on the specifics of the drunk teen. Is he sick, about to pass out, in a bad situation, or is he about to start some S? I would help him out if he was in bad condition. Thankfully, the dude didn't puke,
and he
didn't appear to pee all over the place either, so like things could have been a whole lot worse.
Yes.
Why wasn't he using the bathroom?
Maybe he did use the bathroom. I don't know.
Go upstairs
and use
it
for a long time.
Huh. But there was no mess on the toilet seat, right?
No, I was surprised by that. Maybe he didn't use. I don't know.
Maybe he sits down to pee. You've got a sign that says sit down to pee.
Well, it says gentlemen have a seat, which is a quote from Judge Burke, and that's kind of obscure. So a drunk guy might not have been able to figure that out.
It is.
When I see it, I read that you want guys to sit down to pee.
Or maybe he went outside to go. I don't know.
Seems more likely.
Matthew H. Smith says, kick her out of bed and call her a cab.
Nice. Classy.
Kason Conley says, a new guest for the FTL Studios rape dungeon.
What?
Carrie Green says, I'd probably do the same, helping him out in whichever way seems to be fit. Breakfast, sobering up, whatever is needed, then I would offer a ride home or just let him leave. Very peculiar situation, but as long as they're not looking for trouble, I'd be willing to help. Kevin Dunbar says, I would not have been so pleasant. Probably would have been a real bad day for the person who broke into my residence.
Well, he didn't break in. He walked in.
It's also not a residence.
Yeah.
It's a domicile.
Let's be clear what the difference is here. The break in is, you have to
break something.
You
right?
have to break something to get in. I mean, in
you
this
have to
case.
Defeat some sort of security.
You did not. If you consider turning a knob
a
to be
a closed
defeating
door
security.
Is technically some form of security.
This door should have been locked. It wasn't.
Frank Doozy says, taken his stash and put him in a shopping cart and rolled him away.
What?
Ron, but you don't have a shopping cart.
Arnold says,
this is his shopping cart.
I simply kick his butt out. I've done some stupid S in my day. No use making extra drama. And then there's more comments here. Andrew Craig says, something similar happened to my roommate in college, except the drunk guy was in the backseat of his car the morning after an on-campus concert. Oh, and he was the drummer from the band. He was in no shape to go anywhere. Let him crash on the couch for a while until his buddies came and got him. We all got a good laugh out of it. Brandon Sturgis says, invite him out for a smoke, then explain that the next guy whose house he finds himself in might have a gun and not be so nice. And Adam Reuter says, the first thing I'd do is make sure I'm armed. Finally, Ian Novak's Ballard writes, I have small children, so it depends on how the person reacts to me waking him or her up with questions as to how the hell they got in and what business they had in my house. I'm certainly not going to be hospitable to someone breaking and entering into my house. Their butt is out the door ASAP.
Well, and once again, we have a little confusion on what breaking and entering is. Tell me what you posted again. Initially,
my question was
waking up to a drunk.
Ian is telling the story of the drunk guy he found in the studio this morning. What would you have done when finding a drunken teen in your home upon waking?
Okay, so this is these are people answering on Facebook that don't have the whole clear picture of the.
Well, some people are listening on Facebook, others are not.
Right, some are, some aren't, and they're not hearing the story that this wasn't a breaking and entering.
I see what you're saying. I don't know. I think Daryl makes an argument that it could be considered breaking and entering. It certainly is entering.
It's definitely trespass.
Yeah, and it is definitely a trespass. Yeah.
I think a trespass is clear, sure.
And my understanding of the different laws and statutes is that cops can't just walk into a door that is simply shut.
That's true.
Unless they have special warrants and whatnot. So, I'm not defending cops doing something, but if a cop can't legally enter a place, then no one else should be able to either.
Well, should, yeah. and are. So trespass may, it says, enter the owner's land or property without permission.
Mm-hmm.
I think that to some extent, there's some level of you had to tell them they weren't allowed to be there. At least
so
I've
you're
heard.
Suggesting that an unlocked door is permission?
I'm not suggesting it, but it may very well be that they don't reach the full level of full-on trespass. Maybe there are different levels of trespass, too. Probably are.
Well, there's certainly misdemeanor trespass, and there's violation trespass. So, yes, there are different
There's defiant
factors.
Trespass and criminal trespass, both in the statutes here in New Hampshire.
Okay.
And they're defined differently. And I don't remember exactly what the difference between the two are. But one involves an extended period of trespass, whereas the other is just any trespass.
I'd hate to see this kid get shot over this. This
me too.
Just poor choices.
Yeah,
a series of poor choices.
People make some dumb mistakes. I've done the same thing while I was losing myself. I went crazy once and walked into somebody's house.
Only once.
Luckily, my friends were there, and at the moment, so I wasn't in there for very long. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.